Right next to an outdoor farmer's market owned by Virginia Davis and Kenneth Harris in Stewart's Draft is a large fallow field where the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is supposed to go. Several people in sun hats and carrying garden hose, including Susie Baker, have gathered to protest.
Do you see where that rock is? Mm-hmm. That's where it's coming through, and that's an elementary school over there in the brick building.
She shows a photograph from a friend whose farm was torn up to make way for a similar pipeline running through Georgia. In the photo, workmen stand in a ditch 8 to 12 feet deep, roughly 6 feet wide.
They've just destroyed her farm. This is an 18-inch, and ours is going to be 42. Can you imagine the machinery?
Nancy Sorrells is co-chairman of the Augusta County Alliance. She was on the Augusta County Board of Supervisors for 8 years and is opposed to the pipeline that will cut a 55-mile swath carrying natural gas through Augusta County.
It's irrefutable that this gas is not needed. It's a redundancy that Dominion is building in to get money for their shareholders. And so it's not even needed. It's for us, it's all pain and no gain.
By state law, if Dominion cannot obtain the land with the consent of the owner, the company is entitled to build infrastructure on it through eminent domain. To stop them, protesters have come out to plant sacred corn seeds along the path of the pipeline. They're calling them seeds of resistance. Now, seeds might not seem like a very effective rallying cry, but this strategy helped raise awareness in Nebraska, where in 2013, an unlikely alliance of ranchers, cowboys, and native people, they call themselves the Cowboy and Indian Alliance, helped prevent Keystone XL from crossing that state. They did it by planting a particular varietal of rare heirloom corn considered sacred to the Ponca Indian tribe. They planted the seeds right along the path of the pipeline.
In our origin story, the Ponca people, the Creator gave us this sacred corn.
This is Mikasi Horanek Camp, Ponca Nation member, talking about what inspired him to use the sacred seeds as a form of resistance.
It goes back to the very beginning of time for my people. We decided to use this corn and ask it to protect the land for us.
There should be no reason why in America that a private corporation can take somebody's land for their private gain.
Jane Clabb is an alliance member and head of the advocacy group Bold Nebraska that helped stop Keystone. She, Mikasi, and other alliance members are on a tour through Virginia and West Virginia showing protesters how they did it. Though she did point out that climate change science is what ultimately led to Keystone's demise.
But it was also because President Obama used a climate test for the first time. He said that if this piece of fossil fuel infrastructure is going to increase climate change, I'm going to reject it. Well, if a climate test is good for Nebraska, a climate test should be good for Virginia.
Dominion spokesman Aaron Ruby points out that the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is necessary to meet growing demand for cleaner energy.
We are transitioning away from coal and towards cleaner burning natural gas. And the reason electric utilities are doing that is because natural gas generates half the amount of carbon as coal. And so as electric utilities in Virginia and North Carolina, as they retire an older generation of coal-fired power plants, they are replacing those with an entirely new fleet of cleaner burning natural gas plants. And there simply isn't enough infrastructure in the region to deliver the amount of natural gas that electric utilities need in order to power that new generation of cleaner burning power plants.
He also says landowners don't relinquish their land.
The vast majority of landowners whose property will be impacted by the pipeline, we're going to negotiate a mutual easement agreement with them that allows us to use a relatively small portion of their property in order to build and operate the pipeline, and we're going to compensate them fairly for the use of that land. They don't relinquish ownership of the land. You know, we're going to need about 125 feet wide to build the pipeline. But once the pipeline is constructed and the land is restored, we only need about 75 feet wide of a permanent, what is known as the right-of-way.
When it was time to plant the ceremonial seeds, Mikasi walked out into the field to pray to the four directions and call the spirit of the ancestors. Men, women, and children were given seeds and asked to make a human chain in the field.
to put your finger in the ground about that far and make a hole, drop a seed in there.
As the seeds are covered up by dirt, a plane flies overhead, pulling a banner that reads, "Plant seeds, not pipelines." The last of six scheduled Seeds of Resistance events conclude in West Virginia today. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.